Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. Once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long-term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.
Wow, we just got off that incredible Nintendo Direct for Donkey Kong Bonanza yesterday, and we're just still so hyped for this game. We need to talk about it more. So we have five things that we are personally super, super excited about for Donkey Kong Bonanza. And that direct was so packed with stuff.
It was.
We got to pick out some little details here.
Yeah, it really was one of the best directs that we've had in a long time.
Truly.
Just came out of it feeling so great about the game. So great we had to bring back our bananas on a pedestal.
They're a little worse for wear now.
Listen, this
if
is
you
how
watch you the video from earlier with the bananas, these are like aged.
This is how you know this is not a stunt banana. This is a real banana. They were back. They were there a few days ago, and now they're back with the ravages of time, just like all of us.
I've Perfect. Eaten two. There's less of them because I've eaten two bananas.
But no, why do you think this was such a good direct?
I think it's because we had kind of not many expectations going into it. It's like Nintendo learned from themselves, which is this concept of expectation management. Like, we did see the game a little bit during the April hands-on and during that reveal, and we all kind of came away with thinking like, oh, that looks really interesting. It looks really cool. And we're left with a lot of questions, but there wasn't a lot of information since then beyond what we saw. And so when they just like hit us with so much dense information and just depth about this game, I think we were all just blown away. And there's just like this very joyful like vibe to this game that is just what, you know, I think everyone just came away with feeling like, wow, it looks incredible. At least that's how I was feeling.
Yeah, I think it was a lot of small details that built upon just the foundation of the game of what we know it to be.
Right.
And it's like, look at all these layers that we've built upon that. And that just like impresses you of like, wow, this is a game that has a lot of depth. You're not just mindlessly running around, smashing things and grabbing in a banana. There's more to it. But then, yeah, like also you said, the characters are so expressive in this game. Like, it's very, you very quickly get attached to them. And you do just get a little bit more of a glimpse into that, understanding Pauline role in the whole thing. It just makes for a very captivating experience. Like, I've heard a lot of people comparing like Pixar, Disney movies.
Yes, 100%.
They seem to be more so than a lot of other Nintendo games ever veering into that territory here.
I love this, and I love the idea that we're now actually learning story and character behind some of these classic Nintendo characters that have not really, we don't know very much about yet. So I'm very captivated. I definitely want to learn. And so different than the Mario Kart World Direct, where your expectations were very much not
managed. There was nothing. Yeah.
And then it was a nothing. There's a lot of people and ourselves included, drawing the comparison. It's like, wow, what a big difference that was from the Mario Kart World Direct, where we all came away with that was it. You know, this time we all came away with
expectation management. Turns out it works.
Where we're like, that was so much information. Yes. Like, I had to watch that direct about 4 more times after our initial reaction. One, because I loved it so much. I could not stop thinking about this game, like, all day yesterday after we watched it. And then, like, it was just so jam-packed. You're like, what little things did I miss? Because they just hit you with so much info. And it's just incredible when you don't expect that going in. And you're like, oh, wow, this is, like, so much more than I ever imagined to be.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
So let's get into our 5 things. You mentioned story. We're going to get into that a little bit later. But we also mentioned Pauline, who's number one on our list. So this had been leaked.
This was leaked,
a little while ago.
By Nintendo themselves.
I think by Nintendo Korea leaked a version of the artwork that instead of the Odd Rock had the young Pauline. But this was still a very impactful reveal because we were all wondering.
Confirmation.
Like, we were all wondering, what's going on here? Got this rock. We got Pauline. Like, what? She's a kid. Like, what happened here?
Yeah.
So now we know.
Exactly. I think we were kind of anticipating this, but of course nothing is real until you get the official confirmation. And it was not only just like Pauline is here, it's more so the story aspect and like the setup of Pauline's role in the game that was even more exciting. Mm. I think we were, when the direct started and it started with that kind of like emotional song, I was like, wait, what's happening right now? I was like, it was like a real like, head scratching, like I wasn't expecting this beginning.
It's like when you walk into the wrong movie theater. Like, wait,
what is this?
This is not Mission Impossible.
Like, I actually now that I've watched it like 4 more times, I actually really like it because it was funny when the song was like very emotional and kind of like almost sad sounding, and then the action was like Donkey Kong just like fumbling at this rock that's like bugging him, you know, that's like right. coming, and he's just like, and this really emotional song, like that contrast was actually quite hilarious. And I think it set up, you know, Pauline's role in this really well. And again, it's very captivating. You're like, she's like a 13-year-old version of the Pauline that we know. She's adorable. This idea of her being like an aspiring singer is very compelling. The music, which we'll talk about like, as well, like the way they just hit you with Pauline's kind of voice and singing was really a cool moment. And then you just like fall in love immediately with Pauline and Donkey Kong's friendship and partnership. And you're like, oh my gosh, this is so incredible. Like, I can't wait to get to know these two characters together as they go on this big adventure, you know?
And I know that you're very excited of her bringing back hot Y2K fashions, like wearing a dress with jeans underneath. But no shoes, strangely. What's the deal with that?
I know. I was like, she's not a con.
Shoes.
She can wear shoes. I love going barefoot, so I get it. Very comfortable. I was like, I think I have that outfit, like literally in my closet right now.
I think a lot of people your age have that outfit, quite honestly.
I want Nintendo to sell me her bracelet and hair tie. Like, I think that the Nintendo store should stock those,
because
I would 100% wear it.
Yeah, but this really is kind of her story, her journey to the center, to the core.
Yeah.
And Donkey Kong's just kind of along for the ride. He's like enabling it to happen, but really kind of the core focus of it is her story.
Yeah, I love that. I think it's really interesting because, again, it's a character that started out as kind of a throwaway, you know, almost, and then you get to know her a little bit in various games like Odyssey. You kind of see her as a grown-up, serious businesswoman lawyer. Mayor. And then you can see kind of like maybe like an origin of her story here.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Why is she young versus the adult version that we've known before? We'll get to that in a moment. The thing that I want to have on this list, it was just the raw power of Donkey Kong, which if you watch our videos, you know I love any game that makes you feel strong and powerful. So that's why Machamp is my favorite Pokemon.
Right.
The Incredible Hulk is one of my favorite comic book characters. Yeah. Like just this feeling
how
of like how powerful can they be? What can they do? How can they interact with the environment? Mm-hmm. It's so great. And that's why like you're just watching him like smash through these walls, rip up
a piece
of the ground, and then
just punch into the center of the earth. Right down the middle.
Like, this is a really, pure depiction of that raw power that a lot of games try
It's hard to bring to life,
but a lot of times it falls short.
It does.
Honestly, like, I've played as the Incredible Hulk in a lot of games. Like,
it's a little unsatisfying.
Kind of weak, honestly.
Yeah.
But this is like, no, like, this is Donkey Kong as powerful as you could have ever wanted or imagined him to be.
Yeah, what I really like about it is that even in video form, you haven't even picked up the controller yet. When we pick up the controller, I think it's going to feel even more, like, visceral and better. Because you'll be the one controlling Donkey Kong's power. But even in the video, like, the way that the animation is and the way that he's interacting with the environment, you really just visually can see that kind of raw power. And that the cool thing about it, too, is they showed off so many ways you can combo his power, which I find to be incredibly fascinating. I'm like, ooh, how can you combo like a roll into a punch into a grabbing the rock out of the cliff into a climb into a into a throw? Like what can you do? Your imagination is your limit in what you can do with his power. And it's kind of like the feeling that you got when you saw Breath of the Wild for the first time. You're like, oh, my imagination is what I can do with Link's abilities.
Right.
That is such a purely Nintendo thing that only they can pull off, honestly, where it's like they have enabled you as the player to like be the, you know, the controller of that raw power. And that feels incredible. Yes. That feels so cool.
Yes, it's one of those games where you want to have that old school manual where it's like, here's every move and here's exactly how you do it. Yeah. Unfortunately, we won't be getting that. But yeah, there's this
huge
roster of moves at your disposal. Yeah. But also as part of that power, it's like there is something very satisfying of like, I had there was something here and now there's not. It's like kind of the same thing as that like power washing simulator game.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All right, I'm getting rid of all the stuff. In this case, like it's very satisfying to break through the wall and then the wall's gone.
Yeah.
The obstacle that was there is gone. I think it can bring in possibilities for a lot of secrets of like, what if I dig down? Like what there's,
that's the best part.
What could possibly be down here? So it's not just like power for power's sake, but like there's a lot of different things you're gonna be doing with it.
Yeah, lots of discoveries you can make. And yeah, I can see myself just like, getting into a gameplay session where I spend an hour just destroying something.
Right.
Until it's nothing.
Exactly.
It's very therapeutic.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
Very relaxing.
So maybe this reflects my status as a real life twerp, but this is the number one thing that gets my attention. He's strong.
Very strong.
And this is something that when we worked at Nintendo, like this, you know, the developers at Retro Studios would always tell us, like, this is what separates Donkey Kong from Mario. Like,
exactly.
He's big, he's strong, he has weight, like he shouldn't jump.
When he jumps, it like shakes the ground.
It should take him a moment to get airborne. He should really have a big impact when he comes down.
Right.
So they've gone even further. Like, no, this is a completely distinct character. Like,
yeah, Mario feels like he's just bouncing on like a trampoline.
Acrobatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he's just but Donkey Kong is pure like mass.
Yes.
And to get that like physicality of that and the physics of that into a game and where it also shows you so clearly just watching the gameplay is really cool.
And this is where the power of the Switch 2 is being used.
There you go.
It's not just like, oh, the graphics look nice. It's like, no, it is crunching in the background, you know.
It's like rendering all these things.
While you're crunching rocks, it's crunching some computation of like, well, how do we destruct this in the world or how does this interact with that? So there is an actual payoff to having this new system, finally, like a true next-gen game. Wow.
That's the thing about
Imagine that.
Like that, all the gameplay mechanics really felt next gen to me. Like when you watch that and you in your head, you're like, oh my gosh, the endless ways I can combo this.
Yes.
This is next gen.
Yes.
You know?
All right, our third thing is going to be a little controversial because it's something you really wanted to talk about and something I really didn't.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about this.
So why don't you get us started?
Well, there's been a lot of murmurings online after the Direct about, like, what is this story and lore? Because Pauline is a 13-year-old
what happened here?
Teenager.
Yeah.
And she wasn't when we first met Pauline.
Right.
And Donkey Kong also, people are saying, like, he looks much younger, too.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
They're like, is this a sort of younger version of...
How do Kongs age?
As compared to humans. Is it like dog years? I have no idea. But people were saying Donkey Kong looks younger. Obviously, we confirmed Pauline is 13 years old.
Yes.
Via the website.
Cranky Kong's still old.
Cranky Kong is agelessly old.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. And once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.
Rambi is still the same age.
Yeah, yeah. Anyhow,
but there is now something that you dislike, but I find to be quite interesting, which is like now these like timeline things have gone up from people where does this game fit into the Mario lore? People are saying this is obviously a prequel to Odyssey.
Okay.
Where
there's something interesting
You did see that one scene in the direct where they destroy what looks kind of like a underground pre-built version of New Donk City with the girders.
Right.
And there's like a kind of a city forming in the background.
Right.
They're like, is that New Donk City before it gets fully built? Or is that like the beginnings of that city? Although that's underground and I assume New Donk City on the surface, whatever. Obviously, when you meet Pauline in Odyssey, she is all grown up.
Adult.
She's an adult.
Yes.
We don't know how old she is, but she's definitely an adult. There's just a lot of questions about, you know, the lore of these games, which, you know, we know Nintendo's not into this. Like, they are not probably thinking as hard as we fans are about the Mario timeline or the Donkey Kong timeline and how it relates to the other games. That probably doesn't actually exist internally as, like, this is the way that they want you to think about it. But it's still fun to talk about. And it's still interesting that Nintendo chose to have a game where Pauline is 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is an age that we've never seen her.
Right.
And,
that's true.
And, you know, whatever the story is, it may not have any connections to any of the other Nintendo Mario Universe games, but still an interesting narrative for us to dig into.
Yeah, it's hard to tell right now because we've only seen, you know, the little bit of gameplay that was from what they were letting people play at the demo events and everything that was in this direct. So it's hard to know if those are just kind of references for the sake of a fun reference versus something that is like, oh no, this is the building block of this big interconnected the Mario universe
that
we are creating. So
right.
I just don't want people to be disappointed if when the game comes out, it's like, oh, there's actually not really any explanation for any of this. Because some people seem to be getting really invested in this.
Yes, I think so
and
too.
Also just like, I have seen like, you know, this desire for more information of like, let's get into every single nook and cranny. Like that's kind of been the last 10 years of Star Wars and the last 5 years of Marvel after they finished those last couple Avengers movies. And quite frankly, it hasn't been a good time for a lot of fans of those things. So that's just why I get a little bit.
Or Zelda too. We've learned our lessons from Zelda games where we've
tried. Sometimes it's good to know less.
Sometimes it's good to let your own imagination take you places.
And be satisfied with that.
Yeah, and you don't need the official confirmation, but it's still fun to talk about it with other people.
Yes.
I think so, because I'm a lover of story and lore, and I love to think about it. More so than that, I love to learn more about the characteristics and personalities and the background of these classic Nintendo characters that we've grown up with.
Yes.
We've really never asked questions about until they give us these little, like, breadcrumbs, you know? It's like when you watch the Mario movie and we got that one line about Princess Peach. She's like, I just showed up in the Mushroom Kingdom as a baby. I don't know how I got here. And you're like, oh, that's so interesting.
Yes.
I never thought about that. So it's kind of the same thing with Pauline. It's like, she's 13 and, you know, we're going to learn about that part of her life, and I just want to learn more about Pauline. So if I just get that.
What is Donkey Kong's blood type? If we find out, that's how we'll know this game's being made in Japan. For some reason, you always
love a blood type.
You always find out the blood type.
Is it rare? Is it AB negative? Or is
what,
it
monkey? Never... Monkey? It's B for banana. That's what it is.
It's B okay. For banana.
That's what his blood type is.
He bleeds yellow. Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
Number four on our list is just the great music that this game seems to have. Wow.
And how the game is like based around the idea of music and song because of Pauline's like, I want to be a singer. That's like my dream. And yeah, like the music is strangely emotional.
The song, yes.
On my fourth viewing of the direct, I got a little misty.
Right. Now, you got to work with the singer who did Jump Up Superstar.
Yes, I was just going to talk
about
that.
On Mario Odyssey.
Yeah.
Is it the same performer, do you think, doing
her voice sounds younger.
I think it sounded a little different to me. But who knows? That was a long time ago also.
Yes, it was a long time ago. It definitely has the same kind of like Broadway type.
Right.
Disney movie musical right. kind of intonations, like of Jump Up Superstar.
Yeah.
And it's so funny that you bring that up because that was also this very like incredibly amazing, joyful moment in Odyssey when we got to hear like a voiced song mm-hmm. as part of the game. And yeah, I'm just so excited that there seems to be more than just the one song. Like there's could potentially be a whole like soundtrack mm-hmm. of great music that will be treated to in this game. And so many people are like, Nintendo is coming for Disney. This is it. This is like the true, you know, like the true Frozen type of you know, animated movie where the music is such a standout mm-hmm. and everyone's singing like Let It Go for like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years afterwards. You're like singing that song in the shower, you know. And I think a lot of people have like really just like got totally sucked into the music. What I really like about it too is like they seem to have original songs. They seem to have also written lyrics to existing non-lyric music.
Oh, really?
There's one song that they played in the direct that's like we've heard that song before. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, I have to go back and check that out.
It's like one of the classic you know, songs that we've heard from other Mario games. And they basically like wrote words. Someone wrote like lyrics.
I must have missed that. Okay.
Which I think is amazing.
Wow, that's cool.
I was like, that's brilliant. Obviously, if you have a bunch of instrumentals, just write some lyrics. Because that's totally a easy and
that always
great,
makes a song better, right?
Great thing to
right?
do. Write some lyrics. Why not? So I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Game Explain did a cool video. We can link it below, actually, where they... just the little bits of music that we do hear in the direct. They did give you like a version with the lyrics so you can read the lyrics to it and get a sense of like what she's singing if you're one of those people that can't like hear lyrics and music.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of fun just to hear like, you know, what she's singing and stuff.
Right,
so,
right. But yeah, you were saying there's also a lot of returning music as well. It's kind of through all of Donkey Kong. Like we heard the DK rap and a lot of that great David Wise music as well. So
so
it seems to be kind of again going down the path of like almost like Mario Kart world where it's like, yes, we have new versions of these great songs that you know, but also all this new stuff.
Yeah.
And back to the original songs with the lyrics, we did see Nintendo do this a lot in the Switch 1 generation. We're going to have one anchor piece of music that's going to be kind of the hub of it all, and it's something that we can really, you know, put in all the marketing when we put it out there and get people excited for that. But yeah, if there's more, like, be expanding on this
idea. Give me the soundtrack, give it to me on vinyl, give it to me with, like, cool, special-looking discs, banana yellow. I want all of it. I want it. I'll give it to me. I'll pay any amount for this. Just take my money. Just take it.
To the black market we go. That's what I think, because I think that's where you're going to be getting something
really?
Like that.
Yes. They won't work with IM8-Bit on a cool vinyl print.
I mean, we might be lucky to get this on Nintendo Music.
They really should do better.
To be honest.
This one has to be on Nintendo Music.
To be quite honest, we'll be lucky to get that within a year.
You got to do a sing-along.
Of it
we'll do one of those sing-alongs where the ball bounces on the words.
All right. Well, I'll be Donkey Kong watching you sing then.
You can just pound your chest. You know? I told you, this is kind of like our friendship with I'm an aspiring singer and you're just a monkey.
And I'm just a brute. Okay, I see. Great. Last thing on our list is the co-op play, which...
What a surprise that was.
I don't think we expected that. Wow.
That was such a fun surprise, and I really wasn't expecting that. But when I saw that, I was like, oh, this is so cool for us because we're always looking for mm-hmm. co-op games to play. Although, I mean, obviously this is not like true two-player, like everyone's controlling their own Donkey Kong kind of thing, but it's like sort of like the Cappy Mario Odyssey.
Well, this is, yeah, this comp. Again, we still don't know who is making this game, but I think this is a check in the side of
the Tokyo team
because they've always come up with these fun little, again, not they're not exactly like two people doing the same thing, but the Galaxy games.
The assist mode.
The Weaver mode mm-hmm. and then the Cappy mode in Odyssey, and this feels very much like that.
This one feels very similar to Cappy. And Cappy is very capable, and Pauline's very capable, mm-hmm. obviously, and this idea of you kind of assisting the player controlling Donkey Kong seems to be, like, really fun. Like, obviously,
use the mouse.
I'm going to be Pauline, obviously.
Why?
Because I think you're better at platforming.
Oh, okay. Because you want to be. Okay.
I
want to
be Pauline, and I want to use the mouse to do the singing. It sounds, like, so cool.
But there was other, I mean, there was a little bit more depth to it even. They're like, oh, you can kind of absorb the texture of something in the environment and then use that in what you're singing out.
Yes.
Like, oh, that's a fun idea.
It's a really fun idea.
Honestly, it looked quite powerful, like what Pauline was doing.
Just
so,
screaming just into the void.
Plowing through these enemies here.
Yeah. So,
that's great.
I wonder how much we can do in co-op mode. Is it like the whole game or? Seems like it, right?
I mean, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like you can do a lot of it.
Well,
yeah.
Look forward to some gameplay videos. Yes. That's coming for sure.
Well, you know, we couldn't just stop at five things. We had a couple bonus things.
Got bonuses.
All the ways that you can customize
truly
stuff. And we're not just talking about chiseling a
banana.
A strange-looking piece of pizza. Don't eat that pizza if you see that in a restaurant.
Yeah, I'm terrified about that.
But all the ways you can customize Donkey Kong and how it actually has an impact on the game.
I was really surprised at how deep the character customization was because when they showed the skill tree, I was like, there's a skill tree? Oh my goodness. Like, that was truly another surprising moment where you're like, oh wow, I can really. They kind of dabbled with this with the badges and Wonder a little bit, but I'm glad to see that they're going deeper on that idea of, you know, character customization, building skills for the ways that you like to play. So I was very impressed by that. I can't wait to, like, learn more or see it for myself, how that's going to all work. And then the other things are just fun. Like, those costumes seems to be...
Britches.
They got britches for everyone. Britches for you, britches for me.
Too big for his britches?
Yes, no.
No.
No, he's just right.
He is big.
He's just right.
He's already big, britches. Yeah.
But yeah, you can customize Pauline and DK, which I think is pretty cool. I did see, like, a very disturbing thing where on one of the options for Pauline, for her pants, it said naked.
Huh?
Oh, no.
Oh,
don't
no.
do it. She's 13, guys. No, no, no.
Anyways.
No, no, no.
It does feel like something that's a little unusual for this type of Nintendo game, where it's often like, well, the gameplay is the gameplay, and it should be fun enough to sustain you.
I know.
So for them to introduce a skill tree, I'm not saying that a skill tree, like, by default makes a game better, but there are a lot of fun things that a skill tree can introduce.
Exactly.
Of giving you something to aspire to and kind of...
Or help you out if there's a thing that you're not good at.
A drip of new abilities that can always be fun. It's always fun to get something new.
Mm-hmm. Try something out.
And then, we're getting like, gosh, it's like a Smash Brothers level of colors for Donkey Kong. But even then, it's like, well, this one makes you swim faster. It seems like those all have some sort of a benefit, too.
Exactly.
So I do wonder in the end, like, how different are Kong's going to be?
Can
I get everything in the skill tree? Or have you be making decisions to, like, go down one path
or the other?
Over and I'm going to prioritize stealth in my Donkey. No, that's ridiculous. You're not going to be
stealth
doing.
As you, like, bang through this, like, wall of rock.
Right, right.
I'm stealthy. Pow! I do like the idea of customizing the clothing to help you do certain things as well, which is really cool. Like, I mean, they could have just given you, like, here's a hat to wear. That looks neat.
Yeah.
But it's actually, like, doing something in the game, which is, like, a step above, I think.
Right.
I can't wait.
And then lastly, even our bonus has a bonus of banana puns.
Oh.
We got Bananergy.
The Bananergy.
Bananium. Did you take your bananium pills?
You need to take bananium pills for your Bananergy?
Yes. Or you could just eat a banana, I guess.
I had two.
But no. How far?
Plenty of Bananergy.
How far can they take this? This is redefining the English language, rewiring the English language in our brains.
Can they add these banana puns into the Merriam-Webster
Because now
dictionary?
You're like, wait, what's the real spelling of bonanza versus the spelling in the game? We already don't know. We've already been corrupted by the banana energy.
Is that not how you... Wait. Oh, yeah. Bonanza is not spelled like this. It's Bonanza. No, it's
Bonanza. Bonanza.
It's Bonanza. Bonanza. Uh-oh. The education system is taking a hit.
How far can they take this?
Oh, well.
I'm ready to find out.
I like it.
And guess what? I'm ready for a banana.
You're eating one?
Because we've come to the end of our...
Oh, the sad bunch of bananas. It's only three now.
Can celebrate this video with a banana.
Delicious. Can we just...
Oh, the banana phone. Yes.
A telephone.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm here.
Donkey Kong, is that you? Okay, we have to go. Bye. Bye.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. And once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.